It is a very, very complex thing to talk about. Now, I can start off by saying, oh, gee, don't have debt, don't have debt. Well, I built an empire on debt. Now, I also got in some trouble because I had billions and billions of dollars in debt. And when the market crashed, having debt is not the greatest thing in the world. Many of my friends were forced out of business. They went bankrupt, and you'll never hear from them again. I never had to do that, but I was in deep trouble in the early 90s because I had massive amounts of debt, and the real estate markets crashed and various other markets crashed. So debt is a beautiful thing in good times. It's a terrible thing in bad times. You have to know how to manage debt. You have to know where to put it, when to put it, how much to put on. And to be honest, if things don't work out, you have to be able to know how to deal with your bankers and work a deal. And I've said that a lot about debt. You know, the beauty of debt is that usually when the world goes bad, you're going to be able to make a deal with your banks, because what happens is they have lots of other people that also have problems, and the last thing they want to do is own certain properties or own certain businesses, et cetera, et cetera. So one of the things we teach you in real life is that if things go bad, you can go out and you can probably, if you know what you're doing, if you're honest and if you're sincere and if you're a professional, make a deal with your bank. That's one of the reasons that I sort of like the concept of debt, but you have to be entrepreneurial. You have to be really out there. The beauty is that if things are good, it works, no problem. If things are bad, you go out and you renegotiate.